Hey everybody, this is Dario with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Now, some features are not available in all states, but that's okay. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off of their MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save your time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I don't know when this turned into a quartet,
but it's been a solo
where I, well, no, it's been a duet where I duet and not you.
Oh, here's the thing, though, is that you've been MIA some of the episodes, so we filled in for you.
So we had, like, no choice but to, like, literally go to singing class.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I will say that in my absence, I have tuned in, and you guys sound good. You sound great.
Thanks.
You picked up where I left off. I appreciate that.
It's the vocal lessons.
Times are changing.
Yes, aren't they?
They sure are, because I am sitting between a lot of testosterone.
Yeah. Boys.
We're all here.
I know for the first time this whole season.
Yeah.
We're all here. Yes. People have gotten their life and gotten up out of their seats and cleaned off their glasses and showed up.
Yes.
So go us. We only got two episodes left, but we all made it.
Yeah.
We all made it.
We wrapped it at the end.
Yeah, which is what matters.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome, guys, to the Dance Moms Reclap. Season 4, episode 30. It's the season finale, part 1. Here we come, Hollywood.
Yes.
Mm. Hooray for
Hollywood.
Are we here to stay in Hollywood? Is this where we're staying? We'll see.
Sounds like it with the title.
Gosh, I hope not.
So they're in LA this time, which is a change.
Who are we?
I'm sorry, I always forget that.
It's okay.
I am Lexi, and to my far
Lexi,
left,
Ham is far.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Lexi Hamisfar.
Well, I just like to say Hamisfar because I finally know how to say it.
The ham is far away.
And that the ham is far away, so Hamisfar.
There you go.
Good job.
I got you. Oh, are we starting with me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. I'm Tony Moore.
Hi, everyone. I'm Candace Camacho.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, I'm Francisco Thurston.
Look at him all back.
Yeah, you know, just been busy, you know,
red carpets and interviewing folks. Ooh. And doing all kinds of after buzzing and buzzing and all kinds of stuff.
After buzz stuff, so check it out.
But it is so exciting.
It is so exciting.
You've been doing.
Yeah, where can they find it if they want to look?
I was at So You Think You Can Dance all season long, doing all the AfterBuzz red carpet interviews after the show. So I was busy doing that all season long. Okay. It was still dance related, you know, just on a different level.
Neat.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, so as I said before, since I spaced on our name.
It's okay.
It's
hot seats.
Yeah. We are in LA this week.
Woohoo!
At quite a smaller studio, it looks like.
Yeah.
Tiny.
It was
cramped.
I was like,
very
wow.
cramped.
It was enough space for them. and a camera.
Yeah. And that's,
it.
They couldn't have found anywhere else with all the rehearsal space here.
I know.
You know what? That's what I was thinking too. I was like, there's Debbie Reynolds, there's Edge, there's Evolution, there's Millennium. Like, there's, but then those are like the top like dance studios. I'm sure they're all like booked to capacity. So
yeah, you have to think about production time and how long they're at the studio and
Where they came up with this little dance space.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my entire life.
Neither.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know where that office building is that they kept cutting to, but I was like, there was no dance studio in that office
building.
I don't understand why they couldn't just have rented out a warehouse and brought in, you know, a mirror.
That's typically what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there would have been a higher production value to that.
Downstairs in the hotel lobby, something.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, a ballroom in a hotel lobby.
Gorilla it.
Yeah, but that carpet is not fun to turn on.
Oh, no. But they could have put some flooring down.
But I remember last year, Madonna was, I used to live in Dallas, and Madonna was there, and she rented out a hotel.
Like the Madonna?
The Madonna.
Wow.
The Madonna. She rented out a ballroom in the hotel and brought in the wood floorings and just practice.
you can do that when you got money. Madonna got money.
That's true. Madonna has lots of money.
Yeah. She does have lots of money.
You know what financially stable folks such as ourselves have to do? Dance in our hotel room that we could barely afford.
Kicking mirrors and things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In the bathroom. Oh, marking it.
On that low floor. That was four turns if no one.
Okay. It's like in 5, 6, 7, 8 and up, down, here, turn, leap, stop.
Got it.
That was great.
Okay. See?
On the spot choreography. I love it.
Right. You're welcome. I can 5, 6, 7, 8 anytime.
Okay. Candy Apples is a good old nappy tab. Shout out to Napoleon and Tabitha.
Yeah.
So you think you dance choreographers.
Well, very cool.
They did it right. Yeah. They went to Nappy Tabs, and I didn't even know Nappy Tabs had a dance. Oh, yeah. It's in North Hollywood.
In North Hollywood on Lancashire.
Like, yeah. Okay. It's across from Millennium. See, Kathy was smart.
Smart.
I don't know where Abby went.
But that was a cool studio.
It was.
Their studio is amazing.
Yeah.
And they have a store attached next to it. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see that in the background with the little window.
Like, yeah.
All their merchandise, and they have a studio that they open up to people to rehearse in. So it works.
Yeah. Shout out to Nappy Tabs. We would like a shirt.
Yes. Free shirts.
We'll rep them.
I wear a large.
Okay. So both teams are here this week.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Jill is like, well, we've won 3 nationals in a row. Mm-hmm. So why are they here?
And they didn't even know that the select team was going to show up.
Well, they just walked in.
Yeah, they just
unannounced.
Walked.
Unannounced.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't
They didn't wait to be called, right?
No.
They just walked in. So they not fair. They didn't even know.
They had to have known in Abby's world that they were going
well,
to be
Well, I'm
that
sure
challenge.
They I'm yeah. sure like they knew, but they had to portray that they didn't know.
You're like, duh, Francisco. I mean, know that too.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
So we go to the pyramid, and it actually looks like a pyramid this week. For
finally.
Once, finally.
Yeah.
And Chloe is on the bottom only because
she didn't dance.
She didn't dance, but she's cleared to dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Magically.
And
that foot is healed.
What?
That foot is healed magically.
Listen, yes, we got magic healings. Yeah. We got magic bus. School buses.
That's some strong healing because I don't know any foot that can have a hairline fracture and all of a sudden be good in a week, right?
Ready to dance.
Right. You guys agree?
I agree. For sure.
Somebody laid some good hands on that foot.
Some magical.
Oh, that sounded awful.
About dead.
Tony.
I was thinking more like, you know, how Jesus used to come and touch the folks and they would be.
Mind.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Okay, moving on.
Y'all are nasty.
No.
No way. No way.
All right. Lexi, we're going to just really have to keep this table in line tonight. Somebody's a little frisky. Oops. And I am too, apparently.
Notice that I was not thinking friskingly.
Friskingly?
Y'all know how I am with words. That's how we got reclap. Now we got friskily.
Friskily.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Good.
Okay, and Mackenzie is also on the bottom, and she said that it's because sometimes you're amazing and sometimes you're silly in the performances.
She's 10.
She called her falling out of her trick silly, apparently.
Right.
I think that's how I took
that. Me too.
I guess, but I don't see that as being silly. It's a mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
I see Abby as being silly.
When?
To put it nicely.
That part. I don't know.
And then Nia is on the bottom also, which really surprised me.
Nia's in her same spot. There's no what are you surprised about? There's one time, whole season, that Nia moves. right before she gets the lead part in an Afrocentric piece. And then when she pulls it out, she's up at the top.
Yeah. Right. But
and then she goes right back to her spot.
Right, but she didn't do anything last week in the dance recital to warrant her dropping
but
from first to last, essentially.
What do you think, Francisco? Do you think her performance... I felt like it was just as good.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just as good in the concert as it was the week before.
I felt like she delivered. I don't know. I mean, we didn't get to see the whole thing or how she performed in a theater. In Abby's point of view, but I think she did.
Yeah, totally I disagreed with that.
Yeah, me too.
You didn't live up to what I saw the week before, but I didn't agree.
Especially since though Cameron fell out of her turn.
Yeah, she did, and Cameron was above her.
Right, so I think that's more of what I meant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But Cameron projected to way up there.
Cameron,
I totally disagree.
Cameron could see in her face. Okay, I noticed you're getting a call in. That isn't our special guest, is it?
I think it's her rep. But you texted Holly, right?
I did text Holly.
We may have Holly and Nia on, y'all.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we don't miss anything.
Okay. Moving on. Mm-hmm. So then Kendall and Cameron are on the middle level.
Yeah.
Because Kendall, she said, needed confidence or had confidence.
That woman is, like, literally trying to just pull things out of thin air to, like, tell these girls that they're doing wrong. I don't agree with any of it. Kendall's not lacking confidence. She's, like, surging forward with confidence.
She nailed those turns.
Oh, they were amazing. Mm-hmm. And I understand that Maddie, you know, is her favorite, clearly, and whatever. But she didn't perform in the solos last week. She shouldn't have.
Yes.
She shouldn't have been on the top, in my opinion.
No.
Yeah. The fact that it's... The idea that it's Abby's, whatever she wants, is just getting out of control. Like, before it was, like, a little bit subtle, and now it's just, like, blazingly aware that she just does, like, what she wants.
Well, and it's also, in my opinion, blatantly aware that it's all about Maddie and even Mackenzie now, because she addresses that when she talks about the appearance that they're going to do it, and that it's Maddie and Mackenzie and the other girls. Yeah. It's not the elite team is making an appearance, you know?
That is absolutely not fair. I don't think that they're going to get more people there or more promotion with just those two versus the whole group. Like, just include the whole group.
Yeah. You and that Mike are fighting tonight.
I know. Well, because I'm over
here. I know,
they're
really close, and we talk with our hands a lot, so they get in the way. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
But, yeah, so... So this week they're going to the Intensity Dance Competition, which is their version of nationals for the show. Mm-hmm. And the junior elite team is doing a contemporary lyrical called Amber Alert. And then the select is doing Hollywood Stars.
Hollywood Stars. Any subliminal messages in that? Anyone? Yes? No?
I mean...
Sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely think so.
I think it was a little underlying... for the select team to get the Hollywood Stars one.
Yeah. In Amber Alert, I mean, like they said, you do have to think a lot out of the box at Nationals and deliver something that's, like, crazy and amazing. And Amber Alert is a very serious, sad thing. It's really an awful thing. It's, you know, what it, you know.
But it goes back to Last Text. Yeah. Like, you know, we all remember how powerful Last Text was. And when they started choreographing it, and they called it Amber Alert, and it was like a child being kidnapped and stuff, I was like, but at the same time, I'm like, I can't wait till next week, because I really want to see this interpreted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abby does have really good creative ideas, and she knows how to tug at people's heartstrings and really knows how to captivate an audience with her ideas. And Gianna's choreography is always great, so...
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited to see it too next week, because it's something different. It's not John, Jess, yes, what?
Or that hunky-dory dancers.
So dumb. Worst idea ever.
Oh, the Snow White dwarf thing.
So dumb.
The hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awful.
They won, though.
It must have been a really bad competition.
I understand that.
Really bad competition.
It's like what my aunt used to say whenever I would come to her and go, oh my god, I won, she'd be like, were you the only one there?
That's mean.
It is. It's
she
funny.
Was joking.
She was joking. It's funny now, but at first I was like, no, I won, because there were a whole bunch of other people there that I beat.
So now what?
But that's how we feel about that Seven Dancers. Yes. Were they the only one there?
They competed against Kenny Apples, didn't they?
No.
Or am I lying?
No, that was
Kathy,
when,
Kathy
that
was just
Lucas
there.
Was there. Okay.
Yeah, Kathy was just there to start her Kathyisms.
How do you really feel about her?
You know, I try to like Kathy, I do, but her antics just, they're unnecessary.
Abby and Kathy are very unnecessary sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole, like, I'm sorry, I'm jumping, but the whole chandelier gift, like, I just thought that was absolutely ridiculous. First of all, she had to travel somewhere, probably to IKEA, and I know she spent 2 hours in IKEA looking for that chandelier, because you got to find the right one, you got to walk up and down, you got to pass the food, and if you're me, I would have stopped and ate food. But she had to find that chandelier, put apples on it, wrap it up, and then send it. That's just too much. To send a message that, oh, we're going to do chandelier?
It's a lot of postage if she had to mail it.
Honestly, yeah. It was probably an intern that put that together.
The PA was like, go to Home Depot, get that chandelier, bring it, put the apples on it, put it in a box, wrap it up.
When I heard the chandelier, when I saw that part, my jaw dropped. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe she just did that.
Yeah.
And she, yeah.
So immature.
But, you know, I think it's kind of genius that, like, all this season has been Maddie and Sia. Maddie is doing this chandelier, and Maddie, chandelier, the video, Maddie. And Kathy's like, oh, okay. We're going to do chandelier.
But you know what? If they're going to do chandelier, it better be ten times better than Maddie.
They better swing from the chandelier.
Yes. I actually disagree because I think she's like digging her grave. I don't think that it's going to win whatsoever because you
I
can't.
Know. Sorry, I mean to cut you off.
So right, it's okay. Keep going. It's not winning, I don't think.
It's not hashtag winning?
No.
Okay.
They have Keon though from So You Think, and he is one of the most phenomenal ballet dancers that they had on the show. And with his choreography, they could, you know, have a fighting chance. The kids are all, you know, phenomenal dancers too. Mm-hmm. So it could be great competition. I just think it's a little bit campy, a little bit gimmicky to do chandelier.
A little bit, but
that's a good word for it.
I feel like Kathy is like saying, Maddie's not the only one that can dance to this song and can make it great.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone can.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Listen,
these kids can.
I'm sure y'all could pot de bourrée kickball change to chandelier if you wanted to.
I do pot de bourrée kickball change.
Well, see? Tony, I bet you could put on that blonde wig and twirl with the best of them.
That image in my head, just, I love it.
You should do that for next week. One, two, three.
That should be my Halloween costume.
See ya.
Yes. Did you guys see the Kimmel?
I don't know how I feel about that.
I didn't see it.
It was so funny with Jimmy Kimmel wearing the Silicio wig.
That was hilarious.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the solos.
Okay.
She finally, after forever, what seems like forever, announces who gets the solos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Kendall with My Name in Lights. Mm-hmm. Chloe performs Soaring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one is Cameron.
Interesting.
Which
Nia Holly popped up and was like, mm-mm.
Good for her.
Fair. Good for her, but good for Nia.
Yes.
For Nia to be like, I don't understand. I have been here the longest and people are jumping ahead of me.
She has grown into herself.
Yes. That was so great.
Like, there was a moment where I was like, okay, Nia.
I see you.
Yeah. She speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. I tweeted that last night too. I was like, good for Nia for speaking for herself.
Yeah, she should. She should.
Access is
You know, just real quick, it was interesting because on Twitter, the Dance Moms account tweeted, retweet if you agree that Nia isn't doing a solo, and there were only 22 retweets, and out of the 18 comments, 13 agreed that Nia should have gotten the solo over Cameron.
Great. She should have.
Cameron's on the select ensemble, point blank. She doesn't need to do a solo at Nationals.
She hasn't been through the national process for the last 3 seasons. She hasn't been on the winning team for the last 3 seasons.
She didn't prove herself last week either, in my opinion.
No. Especially
that,
falling out of those turns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She couldn't hold her own.
That dance was not solo national material.
No.
Sure was.
No, it was not. But, and then Abby kind of says that Maddie's not going to get a solo, and Maddie's like, well, I still want one, and I'll basically find time to rehearse.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Maddie and Melissa would have been way madder about that. Or they should have been madder.
Mm-hmm. But see, I didn't pick up on that until later when they were like, you guys just kind of took it. But I feel like she has so much stuff going on that at what point do you just say, like,
okay,
right,
I'm cool, mm-hmm. you know, like, okay, fine.
I'm on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it's like, right. like yeah. I would like a solo, but...
Well, Melissa said she's like, she doesn't have to be on Kimmel until 2 p.m., so right. she can still learn a solo. And then later on, the moms were saying that she came early to learn some secret solo, so...
Right.
I think in the back of their mind, they just... Holly Nia on the line.
Oh, really?
That's what.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi,
Nia.
Yay.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh.
It's a little bit muffled.
Can you hear us?
It feels a little faint.
Oh, we sound a little faint? We're all anticipating. Can you hear us, Nia?
This is Holly as well.
Hi, Dr. Holly.
Separately.
Hi, Holly.
How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
We're great.
We're so excited to have you finally on the show.
Yes.
Thank you for including us. This is great.
Oh, no problem. Okay. So we were just discussing the part in the show when Nia didn't get the solo when Abby announced all the solos. And we were saying how deserving Nia should have been as far as like getting a solo over Cameron.
Well, I'll let Nia chime in because she was so articulate, I thought, in a pyramid, and I was incredibly proud of her. But I have to say, just as soon as it occurred, I assumed that's how it would play out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you know how you just prepare yourself, like, this is how reality, it just worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not, even though I knew it was going to play out that way, say nothing. I thought I had to speak up because it was wrong. I mean, Nia was the only member of the elite team who has never competed a solo at nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And her maturity as a dancer, her strength as a dancer, she has won. She really, I think, deserved it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Reward someone else who hasn't won, who Nia did her competition. I just think it was wrong. I just really did. And
totally agree.
I was totally proud of Nia for speaking up and sharing her thoughts.
That was
amazing.
That's the thing we were happy about, was that mm-hmm. Nia spoke up and even said how she thought it was unfair. So we all were in shock, like, oh, good for
right.
her.
And yes. I feel like this is a position that so many moms and kids are in an athletic position. And what was just the deciding factor on you deciding to voice your opinion overall? Because you always do it in such a classy manner, and mm-hmm. you approach it in the best way possible, I think, so that you are defending not only Nia, but all of the kids in general. And it's very commendable and respectable.
Well, for me, I think, one, as an educator, but also as a mother, I want my children, Nia, my daughter, to see that there are different ways that you can resolve conflict. Just because you're quiet or just because you're someone who tries to be a team player does not mean you're a doormat. When you see something that's wrong, you can't just sit by and do nothing. You mm-hmm. have to speak up. Otherwise, you become part of the problem, and you affirm it by saying nothing. And I think watching everything that's happened this year, and this has been an incredible year for me, mm-hmm. and I think you've watched not only the evolution of me as a dancer mm-hmm. and as going from a tween to a teen, also as motherhood, I've changed too.
Mm-hmm.
And as my daughter's needs have changed, my needs as a mother have changed as well. And it's not just about Nia. It's about all of the girls.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal about any other girls. My issue is really about the J word, as Abby and Melissa said, they're jealous. I'm like, no, it's not about jealousy. It's about justice. And mm-hmm. when I see an injustice, I feel like I have to speak up. It just bothers me so much at this point that if you're willing to say, do, act in a certain way, then I will hold you accountable to that. So if you feel fine doing your, whatever your behavior may be, then you should be fine with my calling you on that. I'm just talking about the observables. And if you don't like what I have to say, then obviously you shouldn't be doing it.
Well, and we all love the whiteboard. When you suggested that, that was such a great...
That was a great idea, Holly. Yes.
Yeah. And it was effective. It was effective.
It was a tense week, to say the least. And Abby was not happy with it. And I think some of the moms were very nervous about it. They were very, very nervous about doing it. We're going to get a lot of backlash. It's not right. And my point was, why are you afraid? That was the first thing. There's nothing to be afraid of, and we are just counting. Mm-hmm. And we're just counting the behavior that we always talk about in a narrative form. Like, we talk about it, but when you actually quantify it, there's no escaping those numbers. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, it's kind of nebulous. It's in your face. Mm-hmm. So if you can do that, you can say those things and you stand behind what you say. I can certainly stand behind what I think is absolutely wrong. And it's not just about my child. It's about all of the kids who I think something wrong has occurred against. So I think that's my premise. And I will continue to speak up. I think for me, one of the things I've learned throughout the years of doing the show is that the fans want to hear more of my perspective, my side, what I'm thinking. I think my face shows a lot of what I'm thinking, with my facial expression.
I have that same problem, Holly.
They want me to be able to say very clearly where do I stand on an issue. And so I'm trying my best to kind of come right out and say what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's why it's received so well by Abby, and she does make changes after you say something, because you do approach it from such a respectable manner, and you're not coming from a place of jealousy, and that's very apparent. It's, you know, you don't have a side agenda.
Yes. You're not the pop star.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So Abby has an interesting relationship, to say the least.
Yes.
Well, we don't want to keep you, Nia, on the phone for too long, because we know Nia has school the next day, or tomorrow.
Here, she's ready to answer some questions.
So, okay, let's talk about the dance-off, because Nia, you brought some sass to the table.
You did amazing, Nia.
Where'd you pull those out of?
You know what? I really didn't know I could do all that.
Really?
I really never danced like that in my entire life, and it was just fun being competitive, but you know, still having a lot of fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we don't do a lot of improv or hip-hop at our studio, so it's really nice to have that experience.
Yeah, I think one thing you kind of... I'm not saying this to compare you to the other girls, but I think one thing that you have over them is that quality about yourself. And this dance world is so commercial-based, and all these dance jobs are more hip-hop, you know, more funky, and I think you have a one-up because you have that... you know, ability to be able to pull those out of your bag of tricks. And I think you should continue to like hone in on that, because they're going to be useful, and you're already a step above.
Yeah, definitely.
That
means a lot to me.
I was waiting for the death drop, Nia. I was waiting for you to pull that out, what Shangela had taught you. I was like, oh, a death drop is coming. Actually, I feel it.
I death drop. They just
didn't
show it on the show.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh,
I know Nia. Nia's going to do a death drop any second. When they didn't show it, I was like, Nia didn't do it. I was like, there's some editing involved or something.
It's funny because I was watching on YouTube, you know, obviously fans from the performance, they recorded the entire thing that you did. And I wrote in my notes that you were so Sasha Fierce when you didn't do that drop, because it was so great.
I liked your head move, Nia.
Oh yes,
Whip. One question I have for you, Nia. Your mom told me about an experience with Shangela and how she kind of changed your. It was a different experience for you. How did Shangela coming onto the show kind of change your outlook as a dancer?
I think Shangela coming on the show, I thought she helped me become more confident. Mm-hmm. And be more outgoing, because, you know, Shangela has to be confident, or else, you know, she'll just get pushed down. And I respect that so much, because she just gave me a step that nobody else can do except her and I.
Mm,
and
yes.
You just rock that step.
Yes, and, you do.
And I can't tell you how many times I've done it, and it's just wowed people. And I can't thank her enough for it.
Yes. Aww,
shout out to Shangela.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you've really come into your own in the back half of the season, I feel like, and like we were talking with Holly, you are becoming more vocal about standing up for yourself against Abby. Is that ever nerve-wracking?
It is a little nerve-wracking just speaking up towards Abby, because sometimes I'll say something and she'll be like, Nia, stop talking, you're talking back. And it's like, I wasn't talking back, I was just having a voice, and I'm not getting stomped on by you because I'm much more powerful than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. You go, girl.
Such a young lady you are.
Yeah. You are so impressive. I mean, yeah. Honestly, you're so poised. Both of you are.
We're so proud of you, Nia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, throughout the many seasons of Dance Moms, Nia, I feel like fans notice Abby's techniques and how she kind of yells at you guys, and we always kind of wonder what you're going through in those moments. What are some things that you have learned from Abby that has helped you become a better dancer and be this confident, powerful dancer that you are now?
I do get what Abby's saying in some extent, because she pushes us so hard. Some things you just need to block out because it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other things that are good, I take in and I try to apply them. I really do. She says, work on your feet. So I work on my feet a lot. I stretch every day. You know what? I just try my best.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not good enough for her, then I don't know what she really wants, because she has a hard time sometimes articulating that. And she doesn't really know how to put it into something except for yelling.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah. Now,
beautifully said.
I will say, one of the things that I have always enjoyed about you is that watching you each season, you are one of the people that work very, very hard. Mm-hmm. The other girls work hard too, but you are always in class. You are always taking in what Abby tells you to do and correct them. And you really, really, really do your best. And it has definitely shown throughout the seasons. And kudos to you for just always working hard and always doing what you can to be a better dancer.
Absolutely, because yeah. That Goodbye Maya performance was
outstanding,
breathtaking.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah.
And I told you guys, I saw it at the booty camp when she was here in L.A. I watched it for the first time then, and I thought, wow, she has come so far in her dancing, and it's so powerful what she's doing right now. I was absolutely amazed with that performance. And it was on carpet.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, we don't want to keep you up anymore, Nia. We know you have school. But thank you so much for coming on to the show, you guys. We really appreciate it. And like we said, we have the utmost respect for the both of you. So,
yeah.
So Nia, before you leave, is there anything that you would like to say to your fans out there that tune in to us every week to hear us talk about you guys? Is there anything that you want to say to them?
There's a few things, actually. I wanted to say that I love all my fans, and I just want them all to be on Team Nia. And I just wanted to let them know that I'm doing a lot of new things. I'm really trying to get my voice out there. I started singing lessons.
Good.
And I feel like I can go far with them.
Yes.
And I'm also going to release an app soon. And I'm really excited because more people can just see what my life's like. Mm-hmm. And without actually going on Instagram or something, you can actually see before you go on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing more shark cookie photo shoots. I want to just have more fashion and tweets and everything, and just in that tween teens category. And I'm just so excited for everything that's happening for me. I've just come so far, and I just hope everybody follows me.
They will.
Follow Nia.
Yay, Nia.
Yes.
Nia, where can they follow you? Where can they find you, tweet you, Instagram you?
Okay. They can Instagram me at Nia_Sue5. And then they can tweet me. And my Twitter is RealNiaSue.
Yay. Yay.
And what's your app going to be called?
S-I-O-U-X.
Yes. And Nia, what's the name of your app going to be called?
The name of my app is called Nia Nation.
Nia Nation.
Oh, I love that.
I like that. Yes.
We are a part of the Nia Nation. You might be too young to know about that. But I will do that countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just
1.
So you know, Nia, everybody here at AfterBuzz, we're all team Nia.
Yes. Yes.
I miss you guys. It's Francisco. I miss you guys.
Okay, well.
Hi.
Well, next time you guys are in LA, you have to come in and sit in with us and see all the craziness that goes on in here.
Yes, we would love to have you in studio.
Oh, we love that.
But it's the good kind of crazy.
We enjoyed watching the recap. Those are funny.
Yes. Oh, thanks. Okay.
Starting with the dancing of the theme song. We need you in the intro.
What?
When you do the intro dancing, I see you do the dancing and the dance mom.
Yes. That gets us pumped up.
Yeah,
that gets us amped up for all the drama that we have to talk about.
We try to look as good as you guys, but it's like,
yeah, we just have fun.
Effort. Yeah,
I'm too tall to get my leg up where I can't do that. No,
nope. It's not that easy underneath this table.
Yeah. I'm sitting a little too close to you.
Yes. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Definitely next week to see what happens in the finale.
Yes.
We can't wait.
We're excited.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Good night. Okay.
Bye.
Oh, I think we're good.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm waving.
Yay, that was
amazing.
She is so poised and mature. It's like she's an old soul.
Yeah, she speaks so eloquently, mm-hmm. and you can tell that she's risen above it. She's risen above Abby and all of that nonsense going on, and she just takes the good nuggets and moves on.
It's amazing because they seem like they both just totally have their priorities in straight. And mm-hmm. I think that sometimes priorities get lost on the show.
And I like the fact that she let us know all the things that she's doing as well. Mm-hmm. I think in the show, we always see what Maddie or what Mackenzie mm-hmm. are doing. And it's nice to finally know what they're doing and the mm-hmm. opportunities that they're getting from the show as well.
Slow and steady wins the race.
And it goes to show that it's not just the Maddie show and the bigger scheme of things outside of the show,
mm-hmm.
that everyone is doing their own amazing things. And I'm sure if we asked every single girl, they would have their own stories to share.
Mm-hmm. They all are. They're all doing great things.
Yeah.
Some fashion, some photo shoots, some meet and greet.
Yeah. I am excited for that.
They all have bright careers ahead of them.
The Nia mm-hmm. Nation.
Yeah. Nia Nation.
Mm-hmm. Nation.
Mm-hmm. We'd be Team Nia.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Okay.
We have little time left.
Yeah, okay. So let's skip over to the dance-off. Finish talking about that.
Really quick, I loved how Holly talked to the girls and said, "No, you guys have to win." Mm-hmm.
That was
I
a great
that moment.
Those are good pep talks.
Yes.
That's how all pep talks should be.
Yeah. And I love mm-hmm. how Christy was almost like, "Well, but if you guys don't win," Holly was like, "No."
Yeah.
You guys have to win. Like, you have to show them you guys are the reigning champs for the past 3 years.
Losing,
you have to win.
Losing is not an option.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Not this time.
Nope.
And, you know, the thing that I thought the most interesting about this whole LA appearance situation was that Abby was more concerned about getting her name on the map in LA than she was about getting the girls.
Well, I don't know why everybody's been so in an uproar about nationals when she's nowhere to be found.
Nope.
I know.
She's busy.
She's at the real estate office, anywhere, but, you know, at the studio watching her kids.
Everyone knows who Abby Lee Miller is, so I don't think she really needed to promote herself that much and, like, make it about her so much.
Right.
So.
But Christy, I think, made a very sound observance when she said, when she was talking about Abby opening the LA studio, and she was like, well, why would you put all of your eggs in Abby's basket when all of her eggs are in Maddie's?
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting one.
It is an interesting one.
Because why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, personally.
Before we move, I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
We have to touch on the Ava and Jeanette mm-hmm. walk in.
Oh, yes.
First of all, how are you just going to walk in and be like, hey, y'all?
Do you think that she really would have, in her right mind, really walked into a dance studio with Abby?
Like, no, because no. I'm sure that they knew the exact time, date, and location, exactly where that studio was. They were mic'd up by the producers.
Because yeah, apparently she's a stalker. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
She lives in Michigan.
She's not a stalker. She was paid, you know, to come on the episode. Guest star. Which is amazing. Yeah.
Co-star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and that studio was so obscure, you literally would have had to have someone text you the location to find it.
I know exactly where they are.
Needle in a haystack.
There wasn't a flashing light that said Abby Lee Dance Studio.
Listen, we all live here, and we were like, huh?
But it just, it really proves that some of these moms do not care about their children whatsoever.
No.
Because you can't tell me that Ava's that good of an actress that she wasn't hurt by that.
And that was just so sad to see. Her breakdown, the way Abby handled kicking her off a team, comparing awful. The height to Chloe and the jacket.
I can't. That was she just... deserves that jacket of all the things, because she dealt with that crazy woman for how many of her weeks? She deserves to walk away with that jacket, at least.
Well, here's the thing about reality TV. It was clear when Ava competed separately from the team, and they came back to the room and Abby said, you know, I don't think this is a right fit. That is a clear goodbye, thank you. So for her to walk in and be like, hey, I didn't know I was cut from the team. That's like showing up at school and being like, but I didn't know I was suspended.
Yeah,
you got the paperwork. You sat in the office. We said you are suspended for this amount of days. So why are you at school?
I just know Jeanette, and I just feel like that had to have been fed to her to come in there and use that side of the, you know, it had to have been, because she's smart and she's not going to walk in there and be
but
like,
of course, there is. Yeah. This is, bottom line, a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of, we know reality TV as of now, all of it's not real.
It's honestly, it's, I'm going to throw a number out there, like 90% scripted.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Like, all of this stuff that they're doing is not, we talk about it, yes, because that's what we're here to do. But, like, a lot of this stuff is put together, fixed, fed in, like, things that they have to do in order to make the show and create the show and create the storyline.
And, you know what? I totally understand that. And I get that this is reality. But I feel like the producers have to remember that, yes, there's a bunch of adults in the show, but there's also kids.
Children.
And regardless of whether or not this is for drama purposes, for ratings, it's still the kids who are getting messed with mentally and shot down and hurt all the time.
I don't care if it was reality TV, if it's scripted, if it's blah, 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 whatever. Abby handling that situation the way she did just...
It was sickening.
Sickening.
It was
disgusting.
Sickening. Yeah. The way she said, oh, come over here. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. And then she just peels off the jacket and pushes her to the front.
Okay, but wait. You guys, and of course everyone's like, Tony, you're team Abby. But do you guys really think in a normal setting that she would react like that?
She should have said, no, I'm not going to treat the child that way. She has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has a choice.
Jeanette has a choice to show up and put her child through that.
True.
And she clearly did that. You just said that she's a smart woman, blah, blah, blah. Then why put your child through that? Why say, you know what? We were obviously cut. We don't need to make an appearance and do this to her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying from the producer's standpoint, they should at least a little bit take the kids' emotions into consideration with this. That easily could have been done a different way. They didn't need to rip the jacket off of her.
No.
Just wait till next week. Everything makes sense next week.
Okay. It was very, I mean, it was very demeaning, but...
Yeah.
Right.
It was... They all do have choices, and Jeanette didn't have to bring Ava into the room and handle it like that.
I mean, Ava was sad.
Yeah.
She was crying. She was like, thank you for this opportunity, and then...
She handled it very well. I thought she did... She stood there. She didn't say anything. The kids always have the best reactions. It's the moms that are da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But we all know that was set up.
And Jeanette's training with Ava is, like, I've taught this girl. She's been in a number of mine at nationals. Her dancing is phenomenal, and her mom has done such a great job with this kid. If you've seen her dance live, it's like, holy crap.
This is an opportunity.
There you go.
I was like, what?
No matter if it hurts your feelings or not.
Oh,
it's I guess going into it, you know.
It's a chance to have a platform. That's what reality TV is. It allows you to have a platform. If these people did not make an appearance on Dance Moms, we would not know who they are outside of the dance circuit. So if we attended a dance competition for whatever reason, we would know, oh, that's the girl from Dance Moms. Oh, there's her mom. Yep. Oh, that's Maddie. Yep. We know these people now, people that we wouldn't know because we're not in that dance circle. So this is a platform for them. And now opportunities happen. Mm-hmm. If a producer called me and said, Tony, we want you on Dance Moms to do a cartwheel, guess who's showing up at 9 a.m. on the call sheet to do that cartwheel?
Those cartwheels over and over again.
As many times as you need it.
You want me to do it again?
As long as you're signing that check.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Work my 9-to-5, better cut my check.
Yes.
I will be there for my co-starring role.
Cartwheel.
Okay, well, speaking of girls crying, when Christy brought in that chandelier, did you guys think that was an overreaction from Abby? Because
yes.
I really thought it did.
Overreaction, the fact that she wasn't saying anything and not paying attention to it?
The fact that Christy was simply just asking what the chandelier was, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Christy was too much. She's the only person that brought that chandelier in and apparently didn't know what it was.
And then it was a little of an overreaction from Abby, but Christy kept going, I don't know. What is this? What is this? I don't, what is this, Abby? What
is this the thing that was in the box? What is it for? It's a chandelier. Where'd it come from? Is this what was in the box?
Where are
Abby?
Those apples
Abby?
For?
You've been like, shut up.
Yeah. But
she keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. She can tell Abby's not paying any attention to her and she's on her phone. Abby's, you know, stressed out and whatever. So she did it to herself. Her poor, poor child. I've wondered if the producers at Lifetime are going to give these children like therapy. Counseling later
therapy. Free Lifetime therapy sessions after Dance Moms is finished.
Yeah.
But I feel like the kids are fully aware of what's going on there.
They do. Obviously, Nia was perfect. Yeah. You know, she's
I mean, and as parents, I'm pretty sure they're not going to put their child in a situation that's going to mess them up psychologically.
Yeah.
They're
going
to know the situation, what's going on. I feel like Sarah was more so crying because she was like, Mom, shut up. Like, again, like, oh my God, yeah. I just want to dance and you just keep talking.
She says it too. She's like, this has happened
every single week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, we have to give Christy a way out. The chandelier was her exit. Like,
there's been like 20 exits though for Christy.
I'm surprised she wanted an exit. I mean, she's had her exits and, you know, she knew what she was doing when she was poking at them.
Call and get that check.
Poking at the
chandelier.
Beast.
Yeah.
Get that check.
Okay.
Get that check. What'd you say?
Get that check.
Get that check. Mm-hmm. Show up for your cartwheel.
So let's, I feel like we're going to get cut off pretty soon.
That'll be fine.
Let's move on, though.
I have Fred Band.
Yeah, he's got another show. Let's
You'll
go on
fine.
To the dance off.
Okay.
The dance off.
That was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was.
I really enjoyed watching it.
And you were there, right?
Yeah, I saw it live.
Oh, it Chloe live. Looked the happiest that I've seen her like all season.
And they all look great.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see them outside of an Abby Lee like dancewear tight bun.
Just dressed up and cute and very commercial.
Just very like dancery.
Not like they were just free and they felt like their own little entities instead of just under her control.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure you can elaborate on this more, but there was a dance-off between the moms and the girls. I saw that on YouTube.
Yes, yes. I mean, what do you want me to elaborate on?
Well, no, just...
just that
just
it
saying.
Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened. I mean, I love when you get to kind of see a different side of the moms, and it's just always...
They were partying out there.
They like to have fun, too. They like to get down. So, it's always a nice, different dynamic to see the fun, free-spirited side of them, because they all are great ladies, so...
That is fun to see. I am just tired of Kathy's antics. And it's a true statement what someone said is that the more confident Kathy is, the more cocky she is. She just does things that are like, why are you at the rehearsal space? Why are you here? Why do you keep, like, we get it.
Why is she calling other adults a booger?
I can't lie.
I laugh too, but that's like the lowest of, like, a booger. Yeah. Like, that's the lowest of the low.
It's just the way she says it sometimes. Yeah. She's like walking over. She's like, by the way, you look like a booger.
She tots down.
Granted, it's all very nonchalant, and it's all very, like What? Like, why did you say that?
Because they're the most absurd, just out of this world insults that don't really even make much sense.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Kathy on this episode totally showed complete lack of integrity and leadership.
Yes. Has she ever showed leadership?
Well, it's not been this bad. I mean, it's not been quite this bad.
I think Kathy is a great lady. I mean, what we see on TV, like you said, it's reality TV. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff is, you know, it's...
Yeah. I'm not really saying that. I mean, I'm saying that because that's how she's portrayed on the show. I mean, I'm sure if I sat down and had coffee with her, hopefully she wouldn't tell me I look like a burger.
if I went through what Kathy went through with Abby, I would have a lot to say as well.
Yeah.
I have to kind of stick up for her because, I mean, I would probably... I'm not go as low, but I definitely would have some things to say just like Kathy or do some stupid stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we all would.
Yeah.
But I did love that Mackenzie introduced them as the Rotten Apples.
Yes. The Rotten Apples.
Yes. Yeah. That's funny. It was funny because when Abby, like, stormed off when Kathy went on stage, on the YouTube video, you hear a producer go up to the moms and he's like, what are you guys going to do to get Abby back? You have to go get her back. And they're like, I don't think she's going to come back.
Well, if you notice, that's Abby's reaction always to Kathy. She just has this, like, please get this woman away from me. I don't want to be around. She's not here. She's not here.
I wish that her and Kathy had a dance off, though.
Yeah. Something.
What's that sign say?
Oh, okay. 2 minutes.
We gonna take four.
No boy.
I am awful.
Well, Francisco has another show, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Got that red band. So
red band.
Okay. Let's move on.
I like the stand battle that they had, the ALDC against the Candy Apples. It reminds me, I got the term stand battle from
Bring It,
which is on Lifetime, which I kind of feel like it's like the black version of Dance Moms. I can say that because I'm black. But but yeah, I was like, okay, I see the little stand up, like, we're going to do a choreographed routine. Y'all do a choreographed routine.
It was cute.
I like that. The Apples need a little bit more funkiness on their side. They weren't very.
Yeah.
They did some, like, tech contemporary. I was like, it's not going to win against the Abby Lee when they're, like, doing their thing.
Chloe and Nia brought the sass, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but Mackenzie on the Apples,
when
she did that split and she did the ponytail, I'm like, y'all.
Yeah.
Hashtag too much, but I loved it.
She was. I loved it. Get it, girl. Yeah.
She was getting it, too.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. Okay. Hey. Do we have anything else to say about the show?
Christy complaining about Chloe's choreography to her solo.
If you're going to get a solo, be happy.
Yeah. Well, okay. If Chloe didn't get a solo, Christy was going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chloe has a solo, but now she's mad about it. And I was just happy that Gianna came in and was like, I don't understand. Like, she's fine. Mm-hmm. We fixed this one thing. Like, she's good. Gianna said what she had to say.
Yeah.
And she walked away.
I agree. I feel like Christy, that was uncalled for this time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other times I've, like, really stuck up for Christy and I was like, I really, you know, feel for her. But now it's like, she's got a solo. It's good.
Just be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just support your kid.
Yeah.
Guess we'll have to wait and see what the dance looks like. You never know. I mean, with the whole Cameron versus Chloe thing is probably looming in her mind still. And
yeah.
She's like, they're competing against each other this week.
Yeah.
So. And then, I don't know that we said that the Candy Apples are doing Chandelier for their for
their team, their group.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see how this Chandelier is going to work out.
We'll have to see next week.
Yes.
I love how Francisco keeps saying, like, we have to see, because what he's alluding to is that he already knows.
Yeah.
And now y'all going to have to see.
I actually looked up a few spoilers myself.
Yeah, me too.
I can't keep secrets.
See, that's why I don't look up spoilers, because I can't hold water. So I would have been like, listen, let me tell y'all what happened. That's why I watch the show. I know just as much as y'all do. And then next week I can talk about what else I've seen.
I like the suspense of not knowing.
I do too.
I do too, but it got the best of me this time.
See?
So.
Yeah. All right,
let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so I saw on Twitter last night something interesting. According to a few accounts, Kathy was told by Sia that she hated Abby and wanted Kathy to use her song because of it.
Ooh. Really?
Wow.
There were multiple tweets about that since Kathy retweeted it.
Okay. Sia's very pro ALDC.
I know. And so I thought that was interesting.
Maddie and ALDC.
And Sia did clear it up on Twitter that she contacted Maddie directly. for the chandelier.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that she cleared that up because it made it seem like that there was a phone call made to ALDC and was like, which girls are available? And Abby kept trying to push Maddie, but clearly she said, I reached out. Maddie. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Maddie, her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Maddie. And also, Maddie and Mackenzie, Mac Z, they're coming out with clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for Mod Angel, Shop Mod. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mod Angel. So it's a limited collection. Each piece has just 100 pieces.
And it's going to be going worldwide.
Just a modest 100 pieces.
You know, it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. Just 100.
Well, it's a limited collection, so if you want it, you have to...
Small.
I know. It's not going to fit you. It's for little kids.
It is. Y'all need to make big kids clothes.
And then Chloe's having a VIP dance event in Calgary, October 4th and 5th. So you can sign up online at VIPdanceevents.com.
Woo!
Work.
Is that, you guys have anything else?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to predictions.
Lots of predictions.
Yeah.
Look at you with your little notes and things.
I know.
I'm going to read off of Candace, though.
Predictions.
The craziest prediction is that scene at the very end where Chloe is crying and she's talking about that she doesn't want to put up with that woman anymore.
Yes.
Is she leaving?
Chloe's exit.
Is she... Yep. Yeah. Is she exiting?
I don't think so.
No. Well, I was like, I hope. I don't know. Do you think she should leave?
Listen, I feel like you should do whatever makes you happy. If you are unhappy, you should do whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. You see this contract? You signed it. You ain't leaving.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I would have said? You see this contract?
You owe me $1 million.
Yeah. You have yourself a good day.
You're going to be paying me for the rest of your life.
Yes. Exactly.
You can't get out of. But it was just.
Yes.
Listen, if they can switch out housewives, they can switch out dance moms and children.
It's true. But
so you think there's always a way, Tony?
Producer discretion. And it's.
Listen, I never signed a contract that I can't get out of. There's a loophole in everything.
So, okay, my next question is, do we think that the elite team is going to move to L.A.? For their performance, because I only say that because Kendall did an interview in Florida back in July, and she said that there's going to be drama next season and that it might be the end. But clearly it's not the end because we know there's another season. So do you think they're just reinventing the show on the West Coast?
Maybe. I don't see why not. I mean,
it's at that level.
Dance Moms Miami didn't work out, so maybe Dance Moms LA will work out. Oh, that was shade.
Well, I think now that Abby's played out the competition between the select girls and the elite, I think now she's going to move on to another fearing tactic with the LA studio versus the Pittsburgh studio.
I agree.
Are you worthy of my... It's like now that's going to be the theme of the next season.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that way the guest star co-star's role can be more of a series regular.
Okay. Guys, where can we find you?
Of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at Lounging with Tony. That's LOUNGIN with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Well, okay. All right, I guess I'll take it away. You all can find me on Twitter, at Candace_Camacho, on Instagram, at Candace Camacho. I upload a lot of pictures of food. And recipes, so if you're a vegetarian or a veggie out there, check that out. Or you could check out my YouTube channel, New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And there's lots of mom stuff on there, but there's some really great recipes. I'm uploading a video tomorrow where I try to talk you into ditching your chips and going for a roasted cauliflower. So let me know what you think.
See, now I have to follow that. You guys can follow me at Twitter, TheFrancisco, or Instagram, Francisco Thurston.
And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lexi Hamisfire. So thanks for sticking in and watching our reclap of Dance Moms. We'll see you next week for part two of the finale. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.